Today's shiur is on Parshas Noach, and it's titled Drinking Wine versus Getting Drunk. We'll start with Bereishis Parches, Pasuk Tezvav. Noach's on the teva, and he's reluctant to get out. The mabul had finished, and the psukim start from there. Vayedaber Elokim el Noach lemor. So Hashem spoke to Noach, saying, Tzei min ha-teva, ata v'ishtecho v'necho neshev v'necho itach. Hashem tells Noach to get out of the teva, him and his family. Not only that he should get off the teva, but all the animals, and they should continue to procreate throughout the land. And Noach listens, of course, to Hashem's command, and he and his family get off the teva. And so too, the animals follow suit with their families, and they leave the teva, and they end up procreating and spreading out on the land. But even Noach mizbeach l'Hashem, v'yikach mikol habeimah teorah, mikol ha'of ha'tahor, v'yal olos v'mizbeach. So as soon as Noach gets off the teva, he ends up bringing korbanos. He takes the kosher animals that Hashem told him to bring multiples of, seven of each, seven males, seven females, and he brings korbanos, and he builds a mizbeach, v'yarech Hashem esbeach ha'nichoach, v'yomar Hashem alibo, and as a result of Noach bringing the korbanos that he brought, so Hashem decides that he's no longer going to curse humanity by bringing a similar type of flood that he did in this instance. And in the end, he ends up giving Noach the os of the rainbow to demonstrate that a flood will no longer happen to the degree that it happened in the times of Noach. Okay, so what I wanted to bring out and summarize from this piece in the Torah is that Noach brings korbanos. That's the key. That after he is on the teva, his immediate reaction is to bring korbanos. And the Chizkuni over there explains why he brought korbanos. I think it's pretty obvious, but if you look in source number 2, the Chizkuni says, Vayal olos. So the Chizkuni says it wasn't Olos, but it was Zivchei Toda. He brought korbanos of thanks. So he was thanking Hashem for surviving the flood, and as a result, he brought korbanos as a hoda to Hashem for surviving. And what's interesting is that he brought the korbanos on the Mizbeach that Adam, Kain, and Hevel had brought korbanos on. So that kind of contradicts the psukim, the pshat of Vayiven Noach Mizbeach, that he built a Mizbeach. But nevertheless, it says that he brought korbanos on the Mizbeach that existed from Kain, Hevel, and Adam Arishon. Okay, so the pshat of the psukim is that really Noach was giving thanks to Hashem, and that's his immediate reaction after leaving the Teva, which is quite admirable that he brings korbanos. But then in Bereishis Parak Tes, soon after, it says, Vayechal Noach ish hadama vayita karem. So Noach, he decided to plant a vineyard soon after. Vayishmin ayayin vayishkar vayisgol besochalo. And then afterwards, he ended up harvesting the grapes, and he makes the grapes into wine, and he becomes drunk within his tent. So Rashi over there says, Vayechal Noach asa atmo chulin shahelo lasok minatia acheres. So Noach, he made himself chulin, not kadosh, but really average, non-holy, because he should have been involved in a different type of netiyah. He should have planted something else. He shouldn't have planted grapes for the purpose of getting drunk. Ish hadama, adonai hadama, kmo ish nami. And he wasn't just a regular guy, but he was a master of the land. And in fact, we see that from his naming of Noach, that he invented tools to help a man end up cultivating the land and harvesting the land. So he's Adonai Adama. Vayita Karem Kishniknas L'Teva. When he went into the Teva, Hichnes Imo Zemoros V'Yichure Te'enim. He brought with him vines and fig shoots in order to plant these things, in order to create a vineyard and to drink from them and to get drunk. So it seems kind of odd that right after the Teva experience, Noach brings korbanos, but then, and he's criticized for this, but then he plants a vineyard, and he gets drunk from the grapes of that vineyard. So is there a connection between the two? It's not clear as to how soon after he brought korbanos that he did plant the vineyard, but is there a connection between the two? And why the two different reactions on the part of Noach. On the one hand, as soon as he leaves the Teva, he's thankful to Hashem, but then soon after, he ends up getting drunk. So is there an idea to relate the two together, perhaps try to understand what Noach's mindset was, what his intention was, and why he was criticized? So there's an interesting Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Amud Aleph, which explains that Noach, he should have learned the lesson from Adam Arishon. It says, Vayachal Noach Isha Adama, Vayita Karem. It quotes our Pasuk. Amar of Chizda, Amar of Ukva, Amri Lomar Ukva, Amar of Zakai, Amar Lekash Baruch Le Noach. Noach, Lo Hayalacha Lilmod Me Adam Arishon, Shlo Garam Lo Elo Yain. Kiman De Amar, Osto Elon, Shachli Mendo Adam Arishon, Geffen Haya. So Noach was being criticized by Hashem in this Pasuk. And he's saying that you should have learned from Adam Arishon, because Adam Arishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, Tovara, and the Eitz Hadas was Geffen, according to one Shita, that it was really grapes. Okay, so Rashi says over there in source number 6, Isha Adama, Amai Kari Le Isha Adama, Al Yidei Shochichu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hayalo Lilmod Mi Isha Adama, Dehainu Adam Arishon, Shayayin Kanas Alav Misa. So the Gemara says differently than Rashi, but it explains that he's called Isha Adama because he should have learned from Adam Arishon, who's known as the Isha Adama, because he came from the ground, Adama, that the result of eating grapes from the tree, from the Eitz Hadas, was Misa. Okay, so we have to understand one question that immediately emerges is, what's the significance of the Eitz Hadas being made of grapes? And what lesson should have Adam learned from Adam Harishon? Is it simply that you shouldn't get drunk or you shouldn't eat grapes? Or is there more to be learned from the situation of Adam Harishon? And I believe that there's more to be learned. And the Gemara keeps going. So let's continue with the Gemara and try to explain the other sheet does. So look in source number 7. Desanya Rabbi Meir Omer Oso Ilan Sha'achal Adam Harishon Yimenu Gefen Haya. So Rabbi Meir says that the tree that Adam ate from, the Eitz Hadas, was made out of grapes. She'en lecha davar shemevi yalal l'adam el yayin. Because the thing that brings screaming to mankind is wine. Rav Yehuda omer chita haya she'en atinok yodea likro abba v'ima ad sheyitom tam dagan. So Rav Yehuda argues, and he says that the tree of the Eitz Hadas was really chita, it was wheat. And we know this from the fact that when a baby starts eating wheat, that's when they start understanding things. And that's why it's the Eitz Hadas, Tovara. Rabbi Nechemya Omer Te'ena Haya, Shebedavar Shal Kilkulu Bo Niskenu, Shneamar Vayitzbru Alei Se'ena. And the last sheet is Rabbi Nechemya, and he holds that it was Te'ena, and the reason is, or the proof is, from the fact that they made clothing from the leaves of the Te'ena tree, from the fig tree, and that's a proof that it was figs, because they ended up fixing themselves with the same thing that caused them destruction in the first place. So what is this machlokes? Can we understand the machlokes between the three shitas in the Gemara as to what the Eitz Hadas really was? Was it Geffen? Was it Chita? Or was it Te'ena? And that's a question that we're going to take up. But first, before we get to that, we're going to focus on the relationship between Noach and Adam Arishon and Geffen and the idea that Noach should have learned from Adam Arishon. Before we get to that, let's look at Rashi. Look at source number 8. She'en lecha davar shemevi yalal al-adam el-yayin, hilchach mistavra da'al-yado niknesa misa v'chiel olam. Therefore, it's clear that through wine, it causes knas, punishment, and death, and crying to the world. She'en atinok yodea midikari le'adas tovara shmamina hainu chitim. So how do you know that it was wheat? Because it's called tovara, and when do babies start learning? It's correlated with them starting to eat dagon grains. And this last idea in Rashi is also interesting. He says that it's the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the very sickle that he hits a person with. That's what he causes them to be healed with. And it's a nes besoch nes. It's a nes within a nes, that the very thing that causes harm is the thing that causes healing. Vayatas esh betzion uchsiv ani'e lahem ne'um Hashem chomash esh saviv. And so too by fire, you see that fire was used for destructive purposes, but also for constructive purposes. So we'll come back to this Rashi. There's a Tosfos on it also, and try to explain why or what's the significance, what's the idea of Nes Pesach Nes here. And again, we'll come back to that towards the end of this year. But I want to go back towards the Noach learning from Adam Arishon. And I think the key to understanding what Noach should have gained from Adam HaRishon is to get insight as to what Adam HaRishon and Chava were looking for. And the way to do that is to go back in the Psukim. If you look in Bereishis Gimel, source number 9, Pasuk Dalet and Hey, it says, Vayomer anachash al Aisha lomos timusun. So the Nachash says to Chava that you're not going to die if you touch the Eitz Hadas, or if you eat from the fruits of the Eitz Hadas. Ki yodei Elokim, ki biyom acholchem imenu, v'nefkichu eneichem, b'yisem ki Elokim, yodei tov hara. And the Nachash says that the reason why Hashem doesn't want you to eat from the Eitz Hadas is because he knows that once you eat from it, your eyes will open up, and you'll be like gods yourselves, and you'll know good and evil, yodei tov hara. So the Nachash was preying on a certain fantasy, on a certain desire that mankind had, that Chava and Adam, because he ate from the tree as well, which was to be like gods. And Rashi explains over there, source number 10, ki yodea v'chol uman sone es b'nei umnaso. He says, the Nachash says to Chava that anybody who's a creator, they hate that which they created. Min ha'etz hazeh achal varas ha'olam. And the reason why Hashem doesn't want you to eat from this tree is because the tree is the source of his power, and it caused him to create the world. V'yisem ki Elokim yotzrei olamos. And if you eat from it, you'll also have the power to create worlds. So the Nachash was driving at the desire of mankind, of humanity, of Chava and Adam, to be like gods, to be powerful. Apparently, Adam and Chava weren't content with their state of in their situation, and they wanted to have greater knowledge, greater insight, and they believed that eating from this eitz would give them the necessary power, the necessary insight to be creators like God. And it's important to know that. It's important to understand what was driving mankind to be over this chet. It wasn't that the fruit looked good or was appetizing, but it was the desire to be like gods, to be all-powerful. So that was the negative drive of Adam, HaRishon, and that's what really caused his chet. But there is actually, so if you hold that the Eitz Hadas was wine, which is the first sheet in the Gemara, it seems like wine was the method or was the idea, was the concept or what was driving Adam HaRishon, or at least the Eitz Hadas was created from wine, but wine was the means to be all-powerful, to be like God, to create worlds, and through an understanding of Tov HaRa. But there's actually a positive idea in drinking wine, and the positive, although the Gemara before sounds like it was a negative, because it says that all screaming comes from wine and crying, Bechia, but in Erevin, Samechei Amud Aleph, it says, Amar of Chanino, Kol Mispate B'yeno, Yeshbo Midas Kono, Shneamar V'yarech Hashem Es Reach HaNichoach. It says that anybody who is appeased through wine partakes of the knowledge of God. Because it says, V'yarech Hashem Es Reach HaNichoach, that Hashem smelled the wonderful smell from the Korban of Noach. Amar Rav Chia, Kol Misyashev B'yeno, Yeshbo Das Ayin Zekenim. And another principle is that anybody who's able to Bimis Yashay, which is to be satiated and to be fixed, I'll explain what it means, with their yain, they have the das, they partake of the das of the 70s of Canaan. Yain nitan ba'ayin osios, the sod nitan ba'ayin osios, nichnas yain yata sod. So yain, the gematria of yain is 70, and the gematria of sod is 70, of secret. And usually when a person drinks, they end up giving up secrets. But if a person is able to keep the secret when they're drinking, so it shows, it demonstrates that they partake of the das of the Ayin Zekenim. So these are interesting Gemaras, but what is it saying about wine? It seems to be positive. Even though the Gemara before said that it was negative to drink wine, it causes harm to humanity, there's also a positive to drinking wine as well from these Gemaras in Erevin. And Rashi explains what it means. Hamispata b'yayin shemefaisin oso aldavar umisratze kishitov libo b'yayin. So when a person is appeased and they become satisfied and their hearts are content with yayin, so that person partakes of das kono. So what does that mean, that it partakes of das kono? And doesn't this contradict but also somewhat shed light on what Adam was looking for and what the idea of yayin is? That on the one hand, Adam wanted to be like God, he wanted to be all powerful, yodea tov hara, and we see from Erevin that drinking wine partakes of the knowledge of God. So in what sense does it partake of the knowledge of God? So Rashi says, so I think the idea the Gemara is expressing is that when a person is stressed, when there's something on your mind that you can't be appeased by, it's bothering you, it's going to affect the way that you think, how abstract you can get, the knowledge that you gain. So if you're able to drink in a way whereby it de-stresses you, it takes away those elements that are bothering you, that prevent you from thinking clearly and abstractly. So that's the idea of the positive of being midas kono. Just like the clarity of God's thought process, kavyachol, doesn't mean literally, but there's a lack of, there's a certain strength, there's a certain clarity in the thought process, and that only emerges when a person's appeased, when a person's psyche is appeased. And so too with the idea of misyashiv, when a person drinks, if he's able to do it in a way where he's able to keep secrets, like if you look at Rashi, the last one, Yatzasod, Vizeh Hol Velo Yatzasodo, Shakul Hu Kisanhedrin Shalayin. Since a person is able to control himself and keep the secret while he's drinking, so he's like the Sanhedrin. So what is that quality? The quality is where a person is able to, because when you drink, you lose some of your inhibitions and you become disinhibited and the hindrances leave. For most people who drink, that's a negative. But if a person's able to continue to keep his inhibition somewhat, but also be able to, if that's a sign that a person's able to think to a certain degree, have a certain clarity of thought, and that so there's a certain level where your inhibitions are gone and it's a negative to mankind and their ability to think. And that's the idea of a sod being released. But there's a positive to a person drinking and being misyashiv with their drinking and yet doing it in a way where their inhibitions aren't completely gone. They're not really gone to the point where they're an open book, an open vault. So there's a positive to wine in terms of thinking. And we see that also in the element of Lifnei Hashem. On Yontif, there's a chiyav, there's an obligation, a mitzvah to drink wine. And it's part of the obligation of Simcha on Yontif. So the Rambam says, Kishe Adam Ochel V'Shosev V'Sameach B'Ragel, that's in Shvisas Yom Tov. When a person is happy, Lo Yimshach B'Yayin V'Shchok V'Kalas Rosh, V'Yomar Shekol Shiyosev B'Zeh Yarbe Mitzvah. So you shouldn't be too involved in drinking and laughing, and that this is the mitzvah. Shashichros V'Shchok Harbe V'Kalas Rosh, Ena Simcha El Holos V'Sichlos. So that's not Simcha, that's just nonsense. V'Lo Nitzdavinu El Holos V'Sichlos, Ela Simcha Shiyish B'Avoros Yotzer Akol. So the simcha that we're obligated in is that which we serve Hashem, the creator of all. Shnemar tachas asher lo avadtos Hashem Elokecha b'simcha v'tuv leivav. Halamanto sh'avodah b'simcha. The purpose of drinking and being sameach is to serve God in a certain state of mind. V'yav shar la'avodah s'Hashem lo mitoch schok v'lo mitoch kalas rosh v'lo mitoch shechras. And you can't serve God out of extreme laughter or lightheadedness or shechras, drunkenness. So once again, we see that there's a benefit to drinking wine. So there's this duality to wine. On the one hand, a person who drinks wine, it's a positive. If you're able to keep your inhibition somewhat and you're able to appease your mind, so the things that are affecting you and bothering you are gone, and now you can think clearly and you can partake of a certain quality of thought to the point where the Gemara says it's Das Kono. It's like you partake of the Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, we see that it brings Bechi to the world, and we see that from Adam and Noach. So what's the difference between the two? So the Medrash in source number 14 explains, Vayesh min hayayin vayesh shasav shelo v'midav nisbaza. So Noach drank too much, and he drank more than he was supposed to, and as a result, there was bizayon, there was shame, degradation. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, bo b'yom nata, bo b'yom shasa, bo b'yom nisbaza. And he drank quickly, because you see that on the very day that he planted it, he drank quickly. On the same day, he drank, and he became degraded on the same day. So I think that we can learn an idea, we can gain some insight into what the relationship between Noach and Adam HaRishon is, based on these Gemaras. So I think the point is that Noach and Adam, they understood the concept that drinking wine is really a benefit to man in a certain sense. It allows you to think to a clearer degree, to a greater degree, and we see that from the Gemara. But on the other hand, there was an aspect of their drinking that was an escape. It wasn't meant for them to be on the level, to maintain their level, to be on that level where their quality of thought was to a higher degree, but it was an escape for them. It was trying to escape the situation that they were in. They wanted to be more than what they were. For example, by Adam and Chava, they were searching to be more. They wanted to be all-powerful. So they were looking at wine as an escape, as opposed to an element, an aspect, something that could calm their minds down and could help them think to a clear degree and partake of the knowledge of God. And so too with Noach. The chid of Noach was that he didn't look at wine properly. He understood the concept that wine could lead a person to thinking to a clear degree, to having the same das kono, like the Gemara says, and also the concept of the ayin zakenim. He understood that. He understood the benefits of wine, but there was an aspect of his drinking that partook of escape, like Adam Arishon and Chava, who wanted to escape their current situation to be greater, to be more powerful. So to Noach, there's a part of him, an aspect, an element of him that was depressed with what happened in the flood, and he was trying to escape his situation. And that's the connection with Korbanos, that within the framework of Korbanos, Simcha, Yayin, could be a positive. Like on Yontif, when we bring Korbanos and we're supposed to be Misameach with Yayin at home and eat the basar, that's a positive. It's supposed to put us in a state of mind where we're able to be Oved Hashem. But Noach, there's an element of his drinking that partook of escapism, and as a result, he drank too much, and he drank too quickly, and he was punished as a result of this. And that's what he should have learned. And that's also, now we can come back to the machlokes as to what the Eitz HaDaas really was. Was it Yayin, was it Chita, or was it Te'ina? So maybe the machlokes there is, what happened to mankind vis-a-vis the original state of mankind, the state of Emes V'Sheker, what happened to them? What happened to that thought process, the way of thinking? So one side holds its yayin, that the escapism of yayin, so when you drink too much, you can't think clearly, and it affects your thought process. When you drink the right amount, it's a positive. So Adam drank too much. That's the idea of the yayin of Eitz HaDaas, that it affected the clarity of thought that they once had in Emes V'Sheker. No longer can man think clearly in the framework of objectivity. Now we're biased. We have elements of us that think in relativistic manner. We can't be purely objective. And that's what happened. The clarity of thought in the area of Emes V'Sheker was lacking, and that's why it's Yayin. The idea of Chita is tied to a child, that it was a relearning experience, that everything that Adam and Chava had learned in their previous state of mind, they had to relearn like a child. And now they learned it with a different vantage point, a perspective that was now tainted. And the last possibility is the concept that it was Te'ina. And we see that with the Te'ina, that's how Adam cured himself. He clothed himself with the leaves of the Te'ina. So what's the purpose of teaching us that? So the Gemara says to teach us that the very thing that he's fixing himself with is the thing that caused him harm and caused him destruction. I think the idea of using the leaves of the Te'ina shows you that the Te'ina tree is very practical. It's very useful in a very practical manner. You can use its fruit for food. You can use its leaves for clothing. And perhaps that's the last idea of the Gemara, that man's abstract quality of thinking now became practical in nature. Now everything became a means of, at least their first thought is of practicality. And that's what happened. That's what changed in the man, in the mind of mankind. The mind of mankind now becomes first consumed with the practical, and then second consumed with the abstract. Whereas before, in the framework of Emes V'Sheker, it was abstract first and practical second. But now, after the chait or post chait, what happened was practicality became an ideal within itself. It became a primary method of thinking about the world. And one last point I just want to bring in from the Tosfos over there in source number 15. So Tosfos says on Rashi, Ba Niskanu, the very thing that destroyed Adam he used to fix himself. Perish Bakundrus, Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bizemel, Shu Makibo Merape Neis Pesoch Neis, Kimo Vayatis Eish Betzion, Vani Eye Chomas Eish. According to Tosfos, it was really from Hashem. Although the psukim sound like it was from Adam and Chava themselves, but the concept is that the very thing, the very aspect that he was, that caused him harm, was what he was fixed with, and that's the Neis Pesoch Neis. But Tosfos says, "Ve'ein inyan ze lizek klal." He says it's not true. Ella haynu kedamrinam v'rishus rabba. So he gives a different idea over here. He says, "Mashal leven melech shekilkel im achas mishpechosav." So the mashal is to the son of a king who was promiscuous with somebody in the household. Kevan sheshama melech tardo v'otziu chutz leplatrin shelo. So when the melech heard about his son doing this, he kicked him out of the palace. And what happened was the son, he came back and he was knocking on the doors of all the shifchos of the father, and nobody would accept him. The very woman that he was promiscuous with opened up her doors and let him in, the kibalto, and accepted him. tardo ve'otziu michutz l'gan Eden, v'yamachazra al kol ha'ilanos, v'lo yimekablenoso. So the same thing happened to Adam, that he went to all the trees, and nobody would accept him. He couldn't use the leaves of any of the trees. Mayu omrim lo, amar avrachia ha'genava d'ganav d'ayta d'beria, hainu ha'dechziv, al tivyenu regal gaiva, regal shenizgal, boro. Nobody wanted to have anything to do with him, none of the trees. They said that he was a ganav, he stole humanity, he stole creatures, and he because of his ego. V'yad rishayim al tani deni, lo tisov mani Allah aval ha-te'ena, yidesh achal bimena, paschalo d'lasa v'kibalta. So the difference is that the te'ena tree, because he sinned with it, so it opened its arms, it allowed him to use the leaves of the tree in order to clothe himself. So what is the machlokas between Rashi and Tosos? What's the concept? So the question is, after Adam and Chava sinned, what was the reaction? Was the reaction one of perfection? And that's the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that really they wanted to fix what they had done, and they recognized they're wrong, and they're ready to move forward. And the way to do that is to fix themselves with, or there was some element of fixing themselves by clothing themselves, because a person, it's difficult to think when you're in a state of erva, when you're in a state of nakedness, and when you're aware of your nakedness. So what was their response? The response was to clothe themselves, because they wanted to go back to, or they wanted to start thinking within their framework in an abstract way. They recognized, they accepted their framework, but now they have to clothe themselves. They have to rid themselves of the shame of being naked in order to be able to go back to thinking and to analyzing the world the way that they did, although they lost the way they did it, but somewhat they wanted to continue thinking, and they had to remove the guilt, the shame of being naked. And that's the merape, that's the cure for the kilkel, for the destruction, somewhat. That man is still able to think abstractly, but he has to remove some of the elements of his psyche in order to do so. And that's what Adam did. He took the very thing that he had sinned with, and he covered himself in order to utilize it as a means of thinking abstractly within our new framework of thought. Whereas Tosfos is arguing, and he says no, that really Adam, he was trying to deny what happened. And that's why he goes to the other trees. He's looking for a way to deny what happened. He goes to the other trees. But ultimately, he had to live with his decision. And that's the mashal to the Ben Melech, that the Ben Melech wants to deny that he was promiscuous. And he goes to all the Shevchosav, and he tries to get in. He's trying to deny what happened, move past it without acknowledging, accepting the consequences of his actions. But Tosfos is saying that Adam tried to do the same thing. He was trying to deny what had happened and the consequences of his actions, but ultimately using the Te'ena tree was a demonstration to Adam that he had to live with this. He had to acknowledge what had happened, and he couldn't deny it, and he had to live with the new state of mind of mankind. So the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos is whether or not Adam was expressing a perfection here. I'm not sure why it says Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe he was trying to act like Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or it was from God, but the psukim seemed to say that it was Adam who did it himself. But nevertheless, the idea is that it was reflective of a perfection of Adam, that once he realized that he lost the thought process that he once had, and now that he was shamed, he decided to clothe himself and be able to function at least to the highest degree within our framework of thought. Whereas Tosfos is saying no, that really it was a flaw of his, that he was searching to deny it. He was going to the other trees. He wanted to deny what happened and just move forward as if it hadn't happened. And he had to go back to the Te'ena tree. He had to go back to the very tree that he had sinned with as a reflection, a demonstration that you're unable to deny this. You have to live with this this result, this consequence. So let me just summarize the shir quickly. So in the shir, we took up a lot of points, but I started with the connection between Noach bringing korbanos and the idea of him planting a vineyard and getting drunk and ultimately being degraded. So is there a connection between the two? And the Gemara says that Noach should have learned from Adam HaRishon, because Adam HaRishon had sinned with Geffen, he sinned with wine. And wine is the cause of harm to mankind. So what should he have learned from Adam HaRishon? Just not to drink in general? So we went back to Adam HaRishon, we tried to understand what his thought process was. What drove Adam HaRishon to commit his chet and chava? The Nachash is trying to incite them by telling them they would be like gods. They would be all powerful if they ate from this tree. And this tree was the source of Hashem's power in creating the world. So the drive of man and woman was really the ego. They wanted to be or move above the situation, the state they were in. But yet we see that really wine is a positive in certain elements. In Simchas Yontif, we see it. Also, the Gemara says that if a person drinks, they partake of Das Kono. And if they're appeased by wine, and if they're misyashiv, if they're able to keep secrets when they drink, they partake of a high level of thought, like these Shivim Zakenim. So wine has the possibility, the capability of appeasing man, of removing stress, removing things that bother him, so that he can think clearly. And also, if a person is able to drink in a way where their inhibitions are not completely removed, then you're able to think clearly. You're able to benefit from wine to the utmost and be able to think to the highest degree. So wine could be a positive, and it's used in Simchas Yontif, v'samachta, to be in the right state to serve God is a great thing. But of course, the Rambam says that in the framework of Korbanos, in the framework of Simchas Yontif, you can't go beyond that. If you drink too much, so then it's a bizayon. So the idea is that Noach drank too much. He drank on the very day that he planted. He drank too much. And the concept is that Adam was trying to escape his situation. He was trying to be more than what he was. There was a certain level of escapism, of fantasy involved. And Noach, too, he was trying to escape the gloom of experiencing the flood. And had Noach approached wine properly, he wouldn't have been criticized. But because there's an element of escapism in the drinking, so it got out of hand. And same thing by Adam. And that's what's reflective in it being Geffen. And then we went to the Machlokas as to what it was. Was it Geffen because man's thought process was unclear? Just like if you get drunk, you can't think clearly. And reflective back on Emes V'Sheker, he was no longer as abstract, as clear, as his clarity of thought was lacking. Was it Chita that now man had to relearn the world from a new vantage point, from a new perspective? Or was it Te'ena that now man's knowledge no longer was abstract in the primary, but it was practical in the primary, and abstract became secondary? So those are the three opinions. And then finally, we discussed Tosfos, where he takes up Rashi. The question is, what was Adam doing by using the Te'ena tree and the leaves to cover himself? Was it a perfection on Adam's part that he realized that he has to remove the shame he was feeling in order to be able to think now to the level that he once did, or at least close to it? Or do we say no, that really it was a chait on his part, that he was trying to deny what had happened? He's going to all the trees, trying to deny what happened, and the Torah is teaching us that he couldn't, that ultimately he had to live with the chait, and he had to accept and acknowledge what had happened instead of moving forward while denying it. All right, thank you.